भगवते वासुदेवाय
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय एवं
पुराभिज्ञानेन कर्तृत्वं प्रकृते पुमान् कर्मसु क्रियमानेषु पुनरात्मनि मन्यते एवं पुराभिज्ञानेन
What is that sound? Go on.
Kartrutvam prakrte kumam
Kartrutvam prakrte kumam
Kartrutvam prakrte kumam
Kartrutvam prakrte kumam
Karmasu kriyamaneshu
Karmasu kriyamaneshu
Due to his forgetfulness, the transcendental living entity accepts the influence of material energy as his field of activities, and thus actuated, he wrongly applies the activities to himself.
Evam para abhidhyanena kartitam prakite pumat karmasu kriyamanesu gunairatmani mannate. Being influenced by, it is not working, being influenced by the modes of material nature, he is, the living entity is identifying himself with the particular type of material nature, particular modes of material nature. We are getting different types of bodies according to the modes of material nature. Prakite kriyamanani gunai karmani sarvas. In the Bhagavad Gita, it is also said. Whatever we are doing, we are doing under the spell of material nature. Just like a madman. A madman is insulting his father. Why? Naturally, a man is not supposed to insult his father. But being maddened, sometimes we have seen that he insults his father. I went to the Pune lunatic asylum with the father of the patient. The complaint was that the son, who is mad, was kept in Pune and the lunatic asylum. He would attack his father immediately, he sees. He's only anger was with his father. So, similarly, nature is the father, a son is respectful to the father. But sometimes in madness, he is not only disrespectful, but he wants to insult actively. And this is quite happening in our daily experience. Similarly, we are sons of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That is a fact. Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, sarvajoni shukontiya sambhavanti murtayaja. All different types of bodies, they are born of the mother and material nature, and I am the seed-giving father. This is the fact. We living entities, just like father gives the seed within the womb of the mother, and then the son develops a body from the ingredients supplied by mother's body, and when the body is completely developed, the child comes out with a particular type of body given by the mother. In the same way, we living entities, we are part and parcel of God. So, sa aikhata, the Vedic information, sa asyajata, we give seeds with a particular part of the body, but Mahavishnu, simply by glancing over the material nature, Mahatattva, he impregnates the material nature with so many living entities. Sa asyajata, sa aikhata, these are the information. The Supreme Personality can give birth through his eyesight. He doesn't require to use it genital, because we get information from Brahma Sanghita. Angani jasya sakalendriya bhitti manti pashyanti panti kalayanti chirang jaganti ananda chinmaya rasa. These are description in the Brahma Sanghita. We can see only with our eyes, but the Brahma, Parabrahma, Vishnu, he can beget children also with the eyesight. We can eat with our mouth, tongue, but Krishna can eat by seeing. Sometimes the argument is put forward by the atheist class of man, that you are offering foodstuff to the deity, but when he has eaten, the foodstuff is still lying there. The children may be taken out. So, he does not know, the atheist class man, that Krishna can eat simply by seeing. He has eaten everything, and again he has left everything. Purnasya purnamadaya purnamiva bhushas. This is Krishna's eating. He can eat the whole foodstuff, and he still remains as prasadam for distribution to the devotee as it is. So the atheist cannot see it. They think that it is lying there. It is lying there. But no, that is not the fact. Krishna has eaten. And Krishna simply is seeing by the eyes, he has eaten. It is a great science one has to learn. So we are all sons of God. This is a fact. Either I am human being or demigod or cats or dog or tree or plants or insect, anything, all living entities. Krishna says, sarvajonishu. Sarvajonishu mean all different forms or species of life. As many living entities they're all my sons. I am Ahang Bijapadupita. I am the seed-giving father. Or they're all my sons. This is our relationship. Actually, this is our relationship with Krishna. And as the father and son relationship means, the son may live at the cost of the father. Father has got immense property, they can enjoy, but they must remain very obedient to the father. Very natural. Then he is happy. If the father is a very rich man, he has got all the resources, and if the son is obedient, then where is trouble? Is there any trouble? Father wants simply, father is ready to give all the property to the sons. That is natural inclination. And this half son's duty is to just to become obedient to the father. But that too we have rebelled. No. Why shall I be obedient? Therefore it is said, evang paravidhyani na kottitang prakite puma. All the living entities in this material world, they are thinking that I am proprietor, I am supreme, I can do anything, whatever I like, there is no question of accepting any authority of God. These are primitive thoughts. We are self-sufficient. That means he is speaking all nonsense under the influence of Pragiti. He is a rascal, number one, and just like a madman speaks so many things full of rascaldom, nobody cares for. Similarly, when a devotee sees that a non-devotee atheist is claiming so many things for himself without giving credit, even big swamis are teaching that why you are giving credit to God. The communists also, there are big swamis, they also say like that you are working hard, you have got some good result, why you are giving credit to God? These things are being taught. And the atheist also says, I have worked hard and I have achieved this nice result. It is due to my labor. But when he is in loss, then the credit goes to God. Bhagavan ki ichha hai, chala gaya. When he gets something, that is his credit. And he loses something, that goes to the responsibility of God. Why God has created so much trouble? Why God has so many things? So this is foolishness. Taya abhihita. This is called spell of Maya. So under the spell of Maya, paravidhyanena kottittam, he becomes independent and talks all nonsense. Prakriti kriyamanani gunai karmani sarvas. Prakriti kriyamanani gunai karmani sarvas. Ahankara vimuratma kartaham iti mannate. Actually, he is being pulled by the material nature. like dog chained. He has to do according to the master's desire. Similarly, we are also chained by the prakriti, material nature, and we are being forced to act according to the dictation of the material nature. But ahankara vimuratma, because he is bewildered, he is thinking, you'll find in the beach so many dogs. They are very proudly jumping and thinking that I have got full independence. But actually he is dependent. So every one of us, we are dependent on prakriti. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu described the constitutional position of the living entity. When Sanatana Goswami inquired what is the constitutional position of us, yes, it is a fact, this is intelligence, it is a fact that we are under the control of the material nature, Devi Jisa Gunami, Mamo, Maya, and we are acting under the control of material nature. However great scientist I may be, however great politician, prime minister I may be, but when nature will say, please get out, we have to do it. You cannot, by your so-called scientific method, you can say, no, no, I shall remain, who can drive me away? That is not possible. So this is a fact that they are defying the authority of God. They do say, what is the use of accepting God? Because foolish. They're like the communist class man. They say, the religion is the cause of fall down of the human society. Religion. Therefore, they're very much against religion. When I was in Moscow, in the airport, my custom checking was being done, so they found out one Bhagavad Gita. So immediately the custom officer called police. So I thought, now my destiny is finished, because I know that these people send anyone to some unknown place. You cannot question. In our country that is also coming very soon. Anyone government can send anywhere. So the policeman, two policemen came, so they saw the Bhagavad Gita, of course, by Krishna's grace. They said, oh no, there is nothing dangerous, they can go. This is the country, Moscow. I've got practical experience in going there, and always suspicious. And the people in general, they're very unhappy. Very unhappy, because they have no freedom. A young man cannot go out of the country. So they may advertise so much, but so far I have got experience, the most wretched country. Everyone is fearful. And they're not very prosperous, not rich. Comparing to the other cities of Europe, or America, Moscow is a very poor city. Anyway, this defying the authority of God, this is our main material disease. That is explained, evaṁ paravidhyānino kartittvaṁ. It's foolishness. Kartittvaṁ, he is completely under the control of material nature. Still he is thinking, I am free, I am the master, I can do anything, whatever I like, there is no need of accepting the authority of God. This is called Maya. Maya mohita. Trivi gunamai bhavai mohita. Na vijanati mameva paramabhayam. These rascals, they are bewildered by the three kinds of material modes of nature, Tribhi gunoi bhavai mohitam nami janati mameva param. They cannot understand that in the background of everything there is the supreme authority of God. This is called atheism. Although they are being kicked every moment by the more submaterial nature, they are feeling that I am under the control of some power, superior power. That is appreciating. Just like I gave you the example, the death, janma mrityu jara vyadhi, they are trying to stop the birth control, but still the statistics is every second or every moment, every 3 minutes, there is one population increased. So this is janma. Similarly, mrityu. Mrityu means death. So there are so much scientific improvement, medicine and technology and so many things, but who can check mrityu, death? Even the scientists cannot. Big scientists, why do they not manufacture something that as soon as I am dead, please inject this medicine, I will come out again. No, that is not possible. So you cannot solve the problem of janma, or you cannot solve the problem of mrityu. You cannot solve the problem of being old, invalid, diseased. Then where is your solution of problems? But they still that proud, we are advancing. What you have advanced? The real problem are there. Nobody can solve. Try the history of the whole world. There had been so many big empires, the Roman Empire, the British Empire, the Mughal Empire. But where are those empires and what are those emperors? When I go to Agra, I pass through the fort, and they show here the emperor Shah Jahan lived, here the emperor. Where is the Shah Jahan now? The place is there. Similarly, in France, in the park, there is Napoleon's statue, Napoleon and France, the identity. And I ask them, France is here, but where is Napoleon? So, this is going on, foolishness. So many foolish persons, full of... and they are controlling this material world. Therefore, it is very precarious condition. Andhajatha andhai rupaniyamana stepi satantra urudami baddha. Isatantra, just like if your hands and legs are tied very fast with some rope, and if you say, I am independent, what is the meaning of it? If your hands and legs are tied up by a strong rope, and still you think that you are independent, has it got any meaning? Similarly, we are tied up by the stringent rules and regulations of the material nature, so fast, and still if we think that we are independent, is that very sanity, conduct? No. Even in your eating process, you are so much tied up by the rules and regulations that if you eat little more than you can digest, then there will be some disease immediately. Immediately there will be indigestion, diarrhea, you will have to suffer. If you enjoy, when you are youthful, too much sex life, then after a few days you will be impotent. No more sex life. In this way, we are simply tied up by the rules and regulations of the material nature, and still we are defying the authority and thinking, I am independent. This is called rascals, now Murha. They have been described in the Bhagavad Gita as Murha, all rascals. You cannot control the laws of material nature, and you are thinking you are independent. And the laws of material nature means material nature is the agent. Real conductor is Krishna. Krishna says, Maya dhakshina prakriti swyate sacharacharam hitunani na kaunteya jagat bi parivartate. So, behind the material nature, there is God. Under His direction, material nature is working. Chaye vajasya bhuvanani vibharti durga. Durga, the material nature, power, is working just like chaya, shadow. So, in this way, there is a Bengali verse, Pishachi paile jano motichanna hoy, mayagrasta jiver sei dasa upoja. Pishachi, ghost, witch, there is some haunting of ghost, and when a man is ghostly haunted, he speaks so many nonsense, mayagrasta. Pishachi paile jano moti bhranta hoy. Similarly, under the spell of Maya, we defy everything. Where is God? Can you show me God? He's seeing every step, God. God is explained in the Bhagavad Gita how you can see God in every step. If you learn how to see God, that is taught in the Bhagavad Gita. Krishna says, Rasoham apsu kaunteya. Prabhasmi sasusudya. God is teaching that you try to see me in this way. What is that? When you taste the water of, the taste of the liquid, water or anything, rasoham apsukamtya, that taste is I am. So, you want to see God, but you are tasting so many liquid things. Why don't you think that here is God, the taste is God? God is teaching. You learn how to see God. Your this blunt eyes, how you can see God now? You try to see God in this way, as God says. Rasoham apsu kauntiya. Prabhasmi sasusudjaya. Now, if you actually a philosophical minded man is there, if he simply makes research, where from this nice taste came in the water? He can see God. Because ultimately he has to come to God. If he researches, make research where from the sun sign came, you can say the sun sign is coming from the sun glow. But for further research work, you cannot go in there. But if you are actually student, philosophical minded, if you make darshan, philosophy means darshan. Darshan means seeing. See more, see more, see more. In this way he will ultimately come. Ishvara parama, then he will come to this conclusion. Bhavanam janvanam ante jnanaman mang prabhadati. If you are actually serious student, research worker, then after executing research work for many, many births, when you are actually wise, jnanavan, then you will surrender to Krishna. The Vasudeva Sarvamiti sa Mahatma Sudullava. So this is the way. But this rascals infatuated by false ego and under the spell of material nature, being kicked by material nature, thinking that he is karti karta, kartaham iti mannate, kartitam We have made so much advance in research, so much scientific advancement, this and that, so many things. No, it is not possible. Without God's hand, you cannot do anything. Sarvasya chaham hridi sannivishta matta smriti jnanam apuhananja. A scientist working very hard to find out some chemical or some physical thing, but there are many others working, but unless Krishna from within gives his proper intelligence, he cannot invent the particular thing. That is not possible. Krishna gives his intelligence. Matta smriti jnanam apuhananja. Two scientists working, one has become successful and one is not successful. Why? Both are working very hard. The one is favored by Krishna and the other is not favored. Otherwise, how you can explain? If material knowledge is sufficient, both of them working hard to find out the truth of a scientific discovery, but one is able to find out, another is not able, then how you can explain these discrepancies? The only explanation is that one is favored by Krishna and the other is not favored. Actually, it so happened, you know, this Marconi's invention of wireless telegram. So, Marconi and many other scientists were working on this line. One of them was Sir Jagadish Chandra Bose. So, this was explained by Sir Jagadish Chandra Bose in a meeting. I was a boy at that time in Calcutta. That they were discussing, Marconi and Dr. Bose, Sir Jagadish Chandra Bose, about these waves. And so, actually, Dr. Bose discovered this wireless. The Marconi heard it from Bose and immediately published in the paper. And the British government gave him preference. He became the inventor of this wireless telegram. But actually it was Dr. Bose. So that means he was favored. Krishna gave him intelligence. Now you take these opportunities. Takes this theory explained by Dr. Bose and you publish it, you get the name. Nimitta Matra Bhava Sambhasaja. This is the explanation. One is working very hard, day and night, and the another is enjoying the result. Why? That is, Prakite Kyamanani, Gunyoik Sarmani, Karmani Sarvasa, Ankaram. You may think that you are doing, but you are under the control of the material nature. And the material nature is controlled by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, ultimately, you are controlled by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But being spelled by the material nature, he is thinking that evaṁ parāvidhyāne na kottitaṁ prakite pavān karmasu kriyamāneṣu gunai rātmani mannate. Ātmani, gunai. We have infected some prakriti, some guna from quality of the material nature. We are acting in that way. At the present moment, the material life means we are all working under the spell of this material nature. Gunai. So, I have got this body, Indian body, I'm thinking, I'm Indian, my duty is like this, like that. One is born in America, he's thinking like that. One is born in dog family, he's thinking like that. One is born in cat's family. In this way, different varieties of body and different varieties of thinking. Different varieties of body, it is due to the body. So, karmasu kriyamanesu, we do actually, according to the body and according to the temperament, karmasu kriyamanesu gunai, and that is spelled by this material nature, and I am identifying myself in that way. I am this, I am that, I am Hindu, I am Muslim, I am Christian, I am Brahman, I am American, I am Christian, like that. Gunai karmani sarvasa. So this is our conditional life. Kapil Dev is speaking on the subject matter of Atma-darshan. So if we identify like that I am American, I am Indian, I am Brahman, I am Kshatri, or I am cat, I am dog, then we shall continue this life, this conditional life by the material nature. We shall continue forever, nityabaddha. Forever means we cannot calculate how long we shall continue. It is not nitya actually, but because I do not know from whence it has begun, neither I know when it will end. That's what is called nityabaddha. Nityabaddha. So we are nityabaddha, eternally bound up by these laws of material nature. And we are wandering throughout the universe according to karma. Uddangacchanti sattvastha. If we work on the satogun, gunai karmani, we vichitra, there are so many varieties. So we may go sometimes up to Brahmaloka, that is not very difficult. But abrahma bhupana loka and punaravarti no arjuna. Either you go to Brahmaloka or Pataloka or any loka, this form or that body, you will have to go through these four principles of material condition, birth, death, old age and disease. That is not possible to overcome. You can overcome only mami vaja prapadante mayami thangsarante. Therefore the conclusion is that instead of serving under the spell of material nature, let us immediately transfer our position to become the original. Original means eternal servant of God, Krishna. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Jiver Sarupaya Nitya Krishna Das. That is our constitutional position. We are eternal servant of God, Krishna. So, if we take to it immediately, Krishna says also, Mame Vaja Prabhadante Mayame Tang Tarantite. The spell of Maya we can overcome if we immediately take the instruction of Krishna, that he says, you surrender to me and I shall give you all protection from the sinful reaction of your life. So that is our business, immediate. But we do not know, there is no such education. Nati vidu sartha gatin hi Vishnu. They do not know what should be the aim of education, aim of life. They do not know it. Because they are bewildered. Taya sanmahito jiva atmanam trigunatmakam manuti. Atmanam sanmahito jiva, being bewildered, being captivated. Jaya sanmahito jiva, the maya, the material angel, being captured and bewildered by it. Jaya sanmahito atmanam trigunatmakam. He is thinking that I am identified with the three gunas. Somebody is thinking that I am Brahmana, the most pure, most exalted person in the human society. This is satogun, trigunatmakam. Somebody is identifying himself with the satogun, somebody is identifying himself with the rajogun, somebody is identifying himself with tamogun, or somebody is identifying with the mixed up. So Hindi say going on. Jaya Sanvahita Jiva. Vyasadeva said, and Jaya Sanmahita Jiva, Atmanam Trigunatmakam, Manute Anartham. So, Anartham, some useless purpose of life. Anartham. So, the Vyasadeva recommended, or Sutta Gotami said, Anartha Upasamam Shakshat Bhakti Jugam Madhukhaji. If you want to get out of this anartham, unwanted, purposeless life of material existence, that one should first of all understand that this material existence is anartham. Anartham means purposeless life. There is no purpose. Real purpose should be how to get out of the spell of materialness. That is real purpose. They do not know. They are taking very seriously some temporary purpose of life, which will be changed with the change of body. Now, as human being, I am manufacturing so many purposes of life, but as soon as the body is changed, and I get the body of a cat or dog or tree, the whole purpose is changed. Therefore, it is purposeless life, anartham. There is no meaning of this purpose, because everything will be changed with the change of your body. They shudder to think of that we have got next life. They therefore deny, no, there is no next life. Hey, this life is finished. A foolish life, there is not. In order to get out of this anartham, purposeless life, anartham upasamam. Upasamam means curbing down or finish it. Upasamam, finishing it. Anartha upasamam shakshat bhakti yogam adhokkhaji. If you want to be free from this purposeless, useless life, then you have to engage yourself in the bhakti yogam adhokkhaji to the Supreme. Anartha upasamam sakshat bhakti yoga. Sakshat, directly. You may have many other means to become free from this useless, purposeless life. That may be karma, jnana, yoga, but that is indirect. That is not actually factual. Suppose a poor man is trying to get out of this condition, poor condition. He becomes a rich man. So that is also purposeless. From poor man to become rich man, it is also purposeless. Because today you are rich man, again you will become poor man. Punap punat chad vita chad vananam, chewing the chew, sometimes poor man, sometimes. That practically we see a man in our present, he was very poor man, he became rich man. And again his everything, business failed, he again became rich, a poor man. So this kind of poor man, rich man, sometimes Brahma, sometimes sand, sometimes cash, dog, this is all purposeless life. Purpose, real life is eternal, blissful life, Satchidananda Vigraha. That should be our aim of life. So if you want that life, and if you want to get free from this purposeless life, anartha upasamam sakshat bhakti yogam adhokkhaji, then you have to take to bhakti yogam, transcendental loving service to the Lord. That is called bhakti yogam. People do not know. Therefore, Sudha Goswami says, lokasya ajanatah. These people, they do not know it. How to get out of this purpose, this life? Anartha upasamam sakshat bhakti yogam adhokkhaji lokasya ajanatah. The people, general people, they do not know it. Neither they are interested, because they are so full. So, lokasya ajanatah vidyan chakre satata sanghita. Vidyan, Vyasadeva, the vidyan. He compiled this Srimad Bhagavatam. Srimad Bhagavatam Amalam Puranam. If you read Srimad Bhagavatam,